Chapter 27 Indigo Tower Restaurant, Coruscant.
The Indigo Tower is perhaps not the best choice of dining establishment to chase away the blues, said Trine, poking disinterestedly at her plate. It was one of her favorite appetizers, Naboo shellfish sautéed in, predictably, butter made from blue cream, seasoned just right. But tonight, nothing tasted good. Bramson reached out a liver spot at hand and patted hers gently.
Perhaps not. Let's order a special bottle of something.
Trine sighed. Perhaps a vintage bottle of gold wine would lift her spirits. Bramson waved down the young human male waiting on them tonight and ordered one.
I don't like how things are going, she said once they were alone. Not in the slightest. First this peculiar silence from Drickle, then Cameron takes what we've handed him on a plate and doesn't even bother to give us the crumbs.
Perhaps he's just laying the foundation,
offered Bramson. He spooned up his bisque, his hand shaking so badly that half of it spilled.
I don't think so, mused Trine, tapping her finger on her chin. Something just doesn't feel right.
Next you'll tell me you're a Jedi,
joked Bramson. They both had a good laugh over that one. The waiter came with their wine. Bramson had sprung for the superior vintage on the wine list and poured their glasses.
A toast, said Trine. To old friends.
Bramson smiled and clinked his glass to hers. She felt better after the first sip. It was good to pamper oneself.
So, she said, returning to her shellfish with renewed interest, I take it that you haven't heard from Drickle either.
Bramson shook his head.
Not a peep, he said. I had lunch with Barova the other day. She seems to be in good spirits, though.
She's always in good spirits. Unnaturally cheerful, that woman.
Trine didn't particularly care for most of her co-conspirators. The old phrase about politics and bedfellows was quite true. She had approached Drickle and was fond of him, and of course had a long friendship with dear Faust. Jaxton she thought handsome, but a bit flighty. Perova annoyed her. And General Thal, she hadn't made up her mind about him. Intelligent and dangerous, certainly, and for now, that was really all she needed to know.
Well, she said, I'll try to contact Lessison this evening. We'll give Suldar a few more days to remember who put him in power. Then we shall have a little talk with him. For now.
She beamed at him, her good spirits restored by the company, the food, and the most delicious wine.